Today's scripture readings are Genesis chapter 17 verses 1 to 14 and Genesis chapter 22 verses 7 to 18. Genesis chapter 17 verses 1 to 14. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram, your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." Genesis chapter 22, verses 7 to 18. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." All people want to have a blessed life. However, because they do not know how to be blessed, they become greedy about blessings so that they experience failure instead of success and unhappiness instead of happiness. Then how can Christians receive the blessings of God? I would like to find a way to be blessed through the faithful forefather Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 2, God made a covenant with Abraham by saying, "You will be a blessing." However, God did not promise to bless Abraham without a condition. The condition was, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household and go to the land I will show you." Leave your country, your people, and your father's household means leaving his traditional customs and religions and relying on only God instead of relying on his parents and relatives. God does not bless by our wills and methods, but by his will and his way. Abraham decided to obey what God told him to do. Therefore, he headed to the land God would show him. That was how he obtained God's covenant of, "You will be a blessing." It was in the first level of blessing that he obtained the covenant of God by obeying it with faith. The second level of blessing was circumcision. If the first level of blessing is to convert to a Christian, the second level of blessing is redemption from sin. Circumcision is to cut around, which means the surgical removal of some or all of the foreskin from the penis. God told Abraham to circumcise as a ceremony to cut off the original sin that comes down to all men from Adam. It has the same meaning as the ceremony of baptism by immersion in today's church. Abraham obeyed God's order and conducted the ceremony of circumcision without complaining about the painful circumcision. Then, what blessing did Abraham receive after his circumcision as told by God? Abraham had a long-standing wish to have a son. He did not have a son from his first wife to be his heir until he was 99 years old. God blessed him with a son because he obeyed God. Abraham's wife, Sarah, was an 89-year-old woman who could not bear children. But God made the couple able to give birth to a son. It was God's miracle for them to have Isaac as God promised. Likewise, after the removal of original sin by the second test, a new life is granted by God. This is the second level of blessing from God. Such blessing is promised in the era of the gospel in the New Testament as well. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, it says, "In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Whoever is united with Jesus Christ acquires a new life born again by the baptism. This is the preaching of the cross." Let's move on to the third level of blessing that Abraham received. In the first level of blessing, Abraham was qualified to be a blessing after he passed the test by leaving his country, his people, and his father's household. He became the one who could receive the great blessings of God. In the second level of blessing, he received the power to give birth to new life after obeying God regarding circumcision. In the third level of blessing, to receive the great blessing, he had to pass the third test by sacrificing Isaac, the son whom he had at 100 years old, as a burnt offering. According to today's scripture reading, Abraham had to take his only son Isaac to a mountain in the region of Moriah, and then kill his beloved son, break the dead boy into pieces, and sacrifice him as a burnt offering. We can imagine how mature Abraham's faith was through this incident. How could it be possible for him to tie up his beloved son with a rope and put him on the altar to kill and burn as an offering? It is such great faith that goes beyond imagination. God tested Abraham's faith. God wanted to see if Abraham could obey his will. However, Abraham put his faith into action without hesitation. The Bible testifies of such faith of Abraham. Let's read Romans chapter 4, verses 17 to 22. "As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness." Now let's read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. "By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, 'It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.' Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. God blessed Abraham based on his mature faith." Let's read Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 to 18 in today's scripture again. "The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, 'I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." First, God gave Abraham a great blessing. Abraham became the wealthiest one of that time. Second, God promised him that he would bless his descendants through his offspring. Jesus Christ is born from Abraham's family tree. All born-again Christians, by believing in Jesus Christ, received the blessing to become God's children through the blessing that Abraham received. Third, Abraham received the blessing that his descendants would take possession of the cities of their enemies. The cities of their enemies means the place where the enemy comes and goes, which means the cities where Satan comes and goes. So the scripture means that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, coming as the descendant of Abraham, would defeat the authority of Satan. In fact, Jesus Christ resurrected by defeating the devil who was holding the authority of death. Fourth, Abraham acquired God's covenant that all nations on earth would be blessed through Abraham's offspring. All nations on earth means all people who are saved by their faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, all Christians, as the descendants of the forefather of faith, Abraham, received the authority to overcome the powers of the devil. The three levels of blessing that Abraham received have already been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The reason why we have communion in church is to live a victorious life by taking possession of the cities of our enemies through faith united in Jesus Christ. I bless all of you to remember and practice Abraham's faith as shown in the three levels and to pass down God's blessing generation by generation.